Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not.
Eliana Johnson reports at Politico.com that President Donald Trump is expected to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program on September 5th. The program grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who arrived in the country as children. Locally, Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, is being criticized from the right for supporting the program. The right-wing Breitbart News, which has been criticized for spreading white supremacist views, named Faso among congresspeople urging Trump to, quote, continue former President Barack Obama's executive action put in place in 2012 to give some 850,000 illegal aliens temporary legal status and work permits, at least until Congress can come up with immigration legislation to determine its fate, end quote. Read the full story at Politico.com.
Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential rounds up reaction to President Donald Trump's ending the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which could result in 42,000 children who have grown up in New York State being kicked out of the country. Reactions from New Yorkers were not positive. More than 300 people gathered September 5th, soon after the announcement, outside U.S. Representative John Faso's Kingston office to show support for the program. Faso in Washington, D.C. released a statement saying, quote, I support Congress addressing DACA legislatively and believe that Congress must address this issue within the next 6 months. This is why I sent a letter to Speaker Ryan last week urging him to address and protect DACA legislatively. In fact, I am a co-sponsor of two bills that maintain DACA. H.R. 496, the Bar Removal of Individuals Who Dream and Grow Our Economy Act, or Bridge Act, and H.R. 1468, the Recognizing America's Children Act. Governor Andrew Cuomo, who previously promised to sue if Trump rescinded DACA, said in Harlem that the president was, quote, just feeding the beast of bigotry red meat, end quote. Senator Chuck Schumer tweeted, quote, these hardworking dreamers and their contributions are vital to our economy and biz, who will be hurt if this order stands, end quote. And Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said in a statement of Trump, quote, he is needlessly targeting children who know no other country as home than America, end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential.
Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media that U.S. Representative John Faso has introduced legislation to reauthorize funding to help veterans and young farmers get a start in agriculture. The measure would extend the Federal Appropriate Technology Transfer for Rural Areas program that provides grants for fledgling farmers and veterans looking to enter farming. The program is set to expire next year. Faso said, and I quote, the average age of a farmer is almost 60. While the post-9/11 veteran unemployment rate is more than 4.5%. This common sense piece of legislation addresses these two problems and ensures that this program continues to serve our veterans and farmers, end quote. According to data cited by Moody in 2007, the average age of a farm operator in Columbia County was 58, with 181 of the 554 farmers surveyed older than 65. Gary Flattery, executive director of the Columbia County Veterans Services Department, said he supports the legislation. Flattery said, and I quote, we definitely need younger farmers to come up through the ranks. If the legislation passes, my office would be happy to promote the program, end quote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com.
Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, on September 6th voted with all but three members of Congress to approve the $7.85 billion Hurricane Harvey Disaster Relief, Bill 419-3. The White House reportedly wants to merge the debt relief bill with the hurricane aid, so the bill might not pass the Senate as easily or might be back in the House for another vote. Ben Commissar reports in The Hill that the congressional challengers who have raised the most money to take on an incumbent nationally are here in New York's 19th district. Democrats Antonio Delgado and Brian Flynn, who want to challenge Representative John Faso in 2018. Delgado, a 40-year-old attorney who moved to Rhinebeck in January after spending 2.5 years living in Montclair, New Jersey, has raised $652,000. Flynn, 47, of Hunter, has loaned his campaign $500,000, and raised another $254,000 for a total of $754,000. Faso raised $276,105.58 in the first 3 months of 2017 and $337,096.16 in the second quarter of the year. Read the full story on The Hill.
At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Green County EMS officials met with U.S. Representative John Faso at his office in Kinderhook last week. The discussion with County EMS Chief Stephen Brocato and EMS Coordinator Sean Holting focused on federal grant funding, a spokesman for the Kinderhook Republican said. One of two projects discussed was the purchase of four battery-powered Lucas CPR devices. The devices allow EMS professionals to perform other tasks while simultaneously conducting CPR. The price tag for the equipment with batteries and charging units totals $76,000, Brocato said. Another item of interest to the EMS team are stab-resistant ballistic vests. Overdose patients sometimes become violent after being jolted into consciousness by naloxone, Brocato said. He said, and I quote, "There are stories every day of EMS providers being attacked. Thankfully, we haven't had that yet," end quote. The price tag for 75 to 100 of the special vests could total close to $54,000, the chief said. In a related item, the congressman announced on Wednesday, September the 6th, assistance in firefighter grants awarded to the Claverick and Styrofoam Fall Fire Districts in Columbia County and Milan Fire Departments in Dutchess County. A.B. Shaw Fire Company Assistant Chief George Keeler said that in Claverick, the grant will be used to help replace obsolete self-contained breathing apparatus devices. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com.
Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that 15 states, led by New York, filed a lawsuit against the Donald Trump administration September 6th for ending the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The lawsuit claims that by ending DACA, the Trump administration violated the U.S. Constitution. Because 78% of DACA Dreamers are from Mexico, the lawsuit says ending the program is a discriminatory act. The lawsuit also seeks to stop federal immigration authorities from using information obtained from DACA applicants in enforcement proceedings. Locally, Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, is being attacked from the right for supporting the DACA program and attacked from the left for not completely supporting DACA. Read the full story in Capital Confidential.